Jessica Rudnick is a PhD student at UC Davis, and she did her undergrad at Washington University in St. Louis. She does survey research around agricultural policies and management. She's also what's known as a social ecologist, and we're sure to find out more about that. So, Jessica, thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Thanks, Patrick. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, you're a social ecologist. What does that mean? I guess it's about how different things affect each other.
Exactly. So I think there's a lot of our ecological and economic issues that revolve around how we behave and respond and understand each other. And so as a social ecologist, I try to look at those interactions between people and the environments they live in.
So how are you going to work this into the agricultural industry?
Yeah, so I'm really interested in the agricultural economy in California. We have a wide variety of geographic environments and places where, you know, a hub of fertile land and great growing systems. And with that, we have a lot of people, a big population, diverse population, and a challenge with resource management. And so at that intersection between resource management and agricultural production is where I'm interested in a lot of my work falls. Sort of want to keep exploring how we optimize both of those.
So where are you going with this? Optimizing water, nutrients, all inputs?
Ideally, all of the above, right? We want to optimize food production in efficient systems that keep our limited resources safe and secure for future sustainability of agriculture and the resources themselves.
You're going to become a PhD here soon, right? Your goal is to become a PhD. What do you hope to do? How are you going to get to this goal of finding out more and how to make things better?
Oh, lofty question. Hopefully, if my advisor passes me eventually. I'd like to keep working between science and policy and practice. So how do we move science out of the laboratory, out of the university, into the field, and put what we learn in our research experiments into practice? How do we digest our new information and turn it into useful, you know, tidbits that we can take with us on our day-to-day operations?
How important do you see as agriculture in the state of California? How important are farmers in California?
Well, you know, agriculture is about, 25% of the land by area, a huge portion of the very central part of the state. We spend a lot of water resources, and we spend a lot of time in our agricultural systems, and they're the most productive in the world and the most efficient in the world. So I think symbolically they're very important. We know that they're not the biggest part of the economy in the state, but I think they make up a strong character and personality that exists, you know, from Redding down to south of Bakersfield and everywhere in between out on the coasts. And so we have diverse systems that operate in a lot of different ways. We have a lot of people involved in the production, the manufacturing, the food processing industries, and we're sort of world renowned for our agriculture research, agriculture technology development. So I hope that we continue to, you know, work in that way and really push the bar in how we can innovate and do the best job that, you know, we have proven and continue to prove that we can do.
So is it what you're looking at, Jessica, is trying to find a way to keep the valuable agricultural sector along with the urban sector, you know, happy coexisting together in this state?
That would be the goal. Yeah, that's definitely the goal. We all need to eat. I think food brings us together. And if we can, you know, work to produce the food in the best way possible and understand where our food comes from, especially for those of us who don't live and work on a farm, you know, it helps both sides of that urban agricultural community divide to understand what we're doing in the cities and on the farms and how to complement what's happening in both places.
Jessica, thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Thanks, Patrick, for having me. It's been great.